big shit house, I believe is the term.
We're getting into some of this grammatical stuff. Say, if you had troubles and you were telling me about them, you might say, well, my troubles too.
I've got my troubles too.
Okay. Something that you perceive with the ear, you say that you it.
Hear it.
And yesterday.
Heard it.
I have.
Heard it.
And if I ask if you know a certain person, you might say, well, no, but I've it.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Say if someone asks you whether you've seen a friend of yours who's gotten back into town, you might say, no, I...
Do that again.
Okay. Say a friend of yours has come back into town, and somebody says, well, have you seen old so-and-so? You might say, no, I...
No, I hadn't seen him in a while.
Okay, and if you're asked if your brother has seen him, you might say, no, he...
He hadn't seen him either.
Okay. Let's see. Some kind of tag question that you might stick on the end of a question, like I might say something like, "Well, now you are going,
ain't you, or aren't you?"
Okay. And talk about something you do every day. You do it frequently. You say that you all the time.
Do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. If you're asked whether, say, your brother, same thing, you might say, well, he
does it all the time.
And making a question out of that, you might ask, well, he do that?
Does he do that all the time?
Okay. And if I ask if your brother likes ice cream, you might say, well, yes,
he does.
And say a farmer that just lets his farm, you know, just go to hell, you might say, well, I don't understand, but he just about it.
Just didn't care about it.
Okay. Or
just doesn't care.
Okay. And again, a tag question. You might say, if I was really incredulous about something, I might say, well, now, you don't really think so.
Do you?
Or something that you might say to a statement that I make, and you're trying to indicate very strong agreement. I might say, Emory's just a hell of a place to be, and you might say...
You're damn right. The hell you say. I know it too. Or I know it.
And if I ask you a very difficult question and you're not certain about the answer, you might say, well...
I'm not too sure about that.
Say if you've been trying to make up your mind about something, you would say, well... Something thinking that.
I've been thinking about that.
Okay. Would you ever say around that?
No. I've been thinking on it.
Okay. All right. And say if you've been discussing something with a friend of yours, you were doing what?
I was talking to him.
Mm-hmm. And you would say that I was doing what?
You were talking to him.
Okay. If you can't understand why somebody does something, you might say, well, what can do that?
What made him do it?
And you'll make a present tense. You say, what?
What makes him do that?
And so you might hear somebody say something like, well, nobody's sure he did it, but he did it.
People thought he did it.
If you want to make that
people present, think he did it.
Okay. Or, again, if you want to be indefinite about it, not certain people, but